Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ruby, stop being dramatic. I left you plenty of money for food. You left me $40, Mom, for 3 weeks. I've been eating cereal and crackers for days because I ran out. Oh my God, you're so ungrateful. Do you know how much Damien spent on this trip? The least you could do is be happy for me. I called you 17 times. You didn't answer once. We were busy, Ruby. This was our anniversary. Everything isn't about you. My mom left for her anniversary trip and forgot I existed for 3 weeks, no food. Hi, I'm Ruby. Today, I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. I was 14 when my mom married Damien. She'd been single my whole life, and honestly, I was happy for her at first. Damien seemed nice enough. He worked in tech sales, made decent money, and actually laughed at my jokes during dinner. My mom, Cheryl, was a dental hygienist who'd always struggled financially. So when Damien came along with his condo and his fancy car, she was thrilled. The changes started small. Mom began working late more often, going to Damien's place instead of coming home. I'd make myself dinner, do my homework alone, text her goodnight. She'd respond with a heart emoji around 11. On weekends, they'd go to wineries or take day trips, and I'd stay with my best friend Sienna's family. "Your mom seems really happy," Sienna's mom, Patricia, said one Saturday while making us pancakes. She had this gentle way of asking questions that weren't really questions. "Yeah, she is," I said, drowning my pancakes in syrup. "How are you doing with all the changes?" I shrugged. "It's fine. I'm 14, not a baby. I can handle being alone sometimes." Patricia nodded slowly, but I caught her and Sienna exchanging a look. After the wedding, I moved into Damien's condo. My room was smaller than my old one, and the walls were thin. I could hear everything. Damien wasn't mean to me exactly. He just didn't see me. I was furniture, background noise. He'd walk past me in the kitchen, grab a beer from the fridge, and head to his office without a word. If I said hello, he'd grunt. If I asked about his day, he'd say fine and put in his earbuds. And my mom? She was so wrapped up in being Damien's wife that being my mom became something she did in the margins. "Ruby, we're going out for dinner," Mom would say, already putting on her coat. "Can I come?" "It's a date night, honey. There's leftover pizza in the fridge." This happened 2-3 times a week. I stopped asking. Eventually, I stopped expecting anything different. School became my refuge. I joined the art club, stayed late for projects, volunteered to help teachers after class, anything to avoid going home to an empty condo. My grades were good, straight A's actually, but Mom barely noticed. She'd glance at my report card, say, "That's great, sweetie," and go back to texting Damien about dinner reservations or vacation ideas. Sienna noticed, though. "You're at my house more than yours now," she said one afternoon while we worked on a history project. "Is that okay?" "Obviously. I'm just saying, is everything cool with your mom and Damien?" "It's fine," I lied. "They're just really in love, I guess." What I didn't tell her was that I'd started buying my own groceries with the babysitting money I earned. Mom would forget to go shopping. Or she'd buy things for her and Damien's meals and forget I existed. Steaks for them, nothing for me. Wine and fancy cheese, but no sandwich bread. I learned to make pasta, grilled cheese, scrambled eggs, anything simple that didn't require much. I was getting pretty good at taking care of myself. Too good. The announcement came in February, about 6 months after the wedding. "Ruby, sit down. We have exciting news." Mom was practically vibrating with excitement. She had that look she got when Damien bought her something expensive, giddy, almost manic. Damien put his arm around her. "We're going to Bali for our anniversary. 3 weeks of paradise?" My stomach dropped. 3 weeks? That's when? "We leave March 1st. Mom showed me pictures on her phone. Beaches, resorts, infinity pools, private villas with ocean views. "What about me?" She waved her hand dismissively. "You'll be fine. You're so mature for your age. Besides, it's not like you're 10. "Mom, I'm 14. I can't stay alone for 3 weeks. "Ruby, don't be dramatic. You'll go to school, come home, do your homework. It's easy. We'll leave you money for food." "How much money?" "Enough. Don't worry about it." "Can I stay with Sienna's family? And impose on them for 3 weeks?" "Absolutely not. You're not a charity case." She said this like I'd suggested something offensive, like asking to stay with my best friend's family was shameful. Damien was looking at his phone, completely disengaged. This was my life, a problem to be solved so they could go have fun. "Mom, please." "Ruby, enough. This trip cost a fortune. We're going. You're staying here. End of discussion." I tried talking to her 6 more times before they left. Each time she brushed me off. "You're being overdramatic. Other kids would love this freedom." "Stop trying to ruin this for me." That last one stung the most. I wasn't trying to ruin anything. I just didn't want to be abandoned. The morning they left, Mom rushed through the condo throwing last-minute items into her suitcase. Damien was already loading the car, checking his watch impatiently. "Okay, there's money on the kitchen counter. $40 should be enough for groceries." "$40? For 3 weeks?" "Ruby, we have food in the pantry. Use that first. Be smart about it." She kissed my forehead quickly, distracted. "We'll call you." "When?" But she was already out the door, rolling her suitcase behind her. Damien didn't even say goodbye. He just honked the horn twice, and they were gone. I stood in the kitchen, staring at the two $20 bills on the counter. In the pantry, I found 1 box of stale crackers, 1/2 a jar of peanut butter, a can of soup, and some cereal. The fridge had milk that expired in 4 days, 3 eggs and condiments. Mustard, ketchup, soy sauce, nothing substantial. This couldn't be real. She couldn't actually expect me to survive on this. I called her that evening. It went to voicemail. I texted, "Mom, can you send more money for food? $40 isn't enough." No response. Day 3, I called again, and again. By day 5, I'd called 17 times. Nothing. Every call went to voicemail. Every text showed as delivered but never read. I rationed everything. Cereal for breakfast, small portions, barely half a bowl, peanut butter crackers for lunch. The soup I stretched across 3 dinners, adding water to make it last longer even though it tasted terrible. I was hungry constantly. Actually hungry, not...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Just, I want a snack, hungry. My stomach hurt. I felt dizzy in class. By day 7, I couldn't focus on anything except the clock, counting down to when I could go to Sienna's house. You okay? Sienna asked during lunch on day 8. You look pale. Just tired. I'd packed crackers for lunch because I had nothing else. I watched her eat her turkey sandwich and felt my mouth water. My hands were shaking slightly. Want half my sandwich? No, I'm good. But she pushed it toward me anyway. I took it because I was starving. I tried not to eat it too fast, tried to look normal, but I was so hungry it hurt. Patricia picked us up after school that day. Ruby, honey, you're here for dinner, right? If that's okay. Of course, I'm making lasagna. I went to Sienna's house every day that week. Patricia never said anything directly, but she started making extra portions, packing me leftovers for lunch tomorrow. She knew. I could tell by how she watched me eat, how she'd casually mention, "Oh, I made too much pasta, please take some home." She'd load up containers with food and insist I take them. I was too desperate to refuse. Week 2 was worse. I had $5 left. The cereal was gone. The milk was long expired, growing something fuzzy in the back of the fridge. I was surviving on peanut butter crackers and whatever I could get at Sienna's house. I stopped looking in mirrors because I didn't want to see how my face was changing, how my cheekbones were getting sharper. Ruby, where's your mom? Patricia finally asked on day 12. We were sitting at her kitchen table, and I was eating my second helping of chicken and rice. Anniversary trip, Bali. For how long? 3 weeks total. She'll be back soon. Patricia's jaw tightened. And she left you alone? For 3 weeks? I'm fine, really. Does she call you? I looked at my lap. She's been busy. Ruby. Patricia's voice was gentle but firm. This isn't okay. You know that, right? Please don't make it a big thing. She'll be back in 9 days. I just need to make it until then. Patricia didn't look convinced, but she nodded slowly. You're staying for dinner every night until she's back. No arguments. And I'm packing you breakfast and lunch, too. You don't have to. I'm not asking, Ruby. I'm telling you. By week 3, I was barely functioning. I'd wake up exhausted, drag myself to school, count down the hours until I could go to Sienna's house and eat. My clothes were getting loose. I had to wear a belt to keep my jeans up. I had a constant headache that wouldn't go away no matter how much water I drank. My art teacher, Miss Chen, pulled me aside on day 19. Ruby, I'm concerned about you. Have you been eating? Yes, I'm fine. You're not fine. You nearly fainted during class yesterday. I just stood up too fast. Ruby. She looked at me with these kind, worried eyes. What's going on at home? And I broke. Right there in the art room, I cried and told her everything. The trip, the money, the food, the calls my mom never answered. How I'd been hungry for almost 3 weeks. How I was afraid to tell anyone because I didn't want my mom to get in trouble. But I also didn't know how much longer I could keep going like this. Miss Chen's face went from concerned to furious. Wait here. She came back with the school counselor, Mr. Wallace. I had to repeat the whole story. They asked questions, took notes, their expressions growing darker with every detail. They called Patricia.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Who came immediately, looking angrier than I'd ever seen her. I knew something was wrong, Patricia said, hugging me tight. Ruby, why didn't you tell me sooner? Why didn't you tell me everything? I didn't want to be a burden. A burden? Honey, this is neglect. That word hit me like cold water. Neglect. I'd been thinking of it as mom being forgetful, self-absorbed, irresponsible. But neglect? That was serious. That was child abuse. Mr. Wallace made calls. So did Patricia. By the end of that day, I was staying with Sienna's family temporarily, and several adults were using words like CPS and mandatory reporting and investigation. My mom and Damien returned on day 22. I wasn't at the condo when they got home. Ruby, where are you? Why isn't the condo clean? We've been traveling for hours and... I'm at Sienna's house. Well, come home. We have so much to tell you about the trip. Wait until you see the photos. I'm staying here for now. What? Ruby, stop being ridiculous. Come home right now. No. Silence. Then, excuse me? You left me for 3 weeks with $40 and no food. You didn't answer my calls. You forgot I existed. Ruby, stop being dramatic. I left you plenty of money for food. You left me $40, Mom? For 3 weeks. I've been eating cereal and crackers for days because I ran out. Oh my God, you're so ungrateful. Do you know how much Damien spent on this trip? The least you could do is be happy for me. I called you 17 times. You didn't answer once. We were busy, Ruby. This was our anniversary. Everything isn't about you. Patricia took the phone from my hand. Cheryl, this is Patricia Alvarez. Your daughter has been staying with us. Several people, including school officials, have filed reports with Child Protective Services regarding Ruby's care during your absence. I heard my mom's shriek through the phone. You can pick Ruby up tomorrow at noon to discuss next steps. Bring your husband. We'll all talk. Patricia hung up. Sienna squeezed my hand. You're going to be okay. The next day, my mom showed up alone, still tan from Bali, wearing a new dress that probably cost more than she'd left me for food. Ruby, come on. We're going home. This has gotten completely out of hand. Where's Damien? Patricia asked. This doesn't concern him. Ruby's my daughter. He lives in the home where Ruby was left alone for 3 weeks. It concerns him. My mom's face flushed. You people are blowing this completely out of proportion. Ruby's 14, not 4. She's fine. She lost 8 pounds, Patricia said coldly. She was fainting in class. She's not fine. 8 pounds? Mom looked at me, actually looked at me for the first time. I saw her register my hollowed cheeks, my baggy clothes, the dark circles under my eyes. Ruby, why didn't you tell me you needed more money? I called you 17 times. I was on vacation. For 3 weeks. You didn't check on me once. Oh, so now I'm a terrible mother because I took one trip? Do you know how hard I work? Do you know how much I sacrificed raising you alone? Cheryl. My grandmother's voice cut through the room. I hadn't even heard her come in. Grandma Elsie, my mom's mother, stood in the doorway looking like judgment personified. Be quiet. Mom, stay out of this. I said be quiet. Grandma walked past my mom like she wasn't there and hugged me. Baby girl, pack your things. You're coming to stay with me. Mother, you can't just take my daughter. Watch me. Grandma turned to face her. You left a 14-year-old child alone for 3 weeks with $40. She lost 8 pounds because she didn't have food. The school called CPS. You couldn't be bothered to answer your phone 17 times. So yes, Ruby is coming with me. You can't do this. I'm her mother. Then act like it. Grandma's voice could have...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cut glass. I raised you better than this, Cheryl. I don't know what happened to you, but this stops now. My mom started crying, but they were angry tears, not sad ones. This is all Ruby's fault. She's so needy, so dramatic. I finally found happiness with Damien, and she can't stand it. She's trying to ruin my marriage. The room went silent. Wow, Sienna whispered. Even my mom seemed to realize she'd gone too far. I didn't mean, yes, you did. I stood up, my voice steadier than I expected. You meant every word. This whole time I've been apologizing for existing, for needing food, for wanting my mom to care about me. But you know what? I'm done. Ruby, I'm going to live with Grandma. I don't want to see you or Damien. You forgot about me for 3 weeks, Mom. You chose a vacation over making sure your daughter was okay. You don't get to be upset now. CPS did investigate. They interviewed me, my teachers, Patricia, my grandma, even some neighbors. My mom tried to claim I was exaggerating, that there was plenty of food, that I was a difficult teenager trying to get attention. She showed them bank statements proving she'd left $40, like that proved her point. Then Patricia showed them the photos she'd taken of me during week 3. The weight loss was documented. Miss Chen provided statements about my declining health, my near-fainting episodes. Mr. Wallace had notes from his observation. Sienna testified that I'd been eating at her house every single day, sometimes twice a day. The investigator was thorough. She checked the condo's pantry records, bank statements showing Mom's spending in Bali, hundreds of dollars on excursions, fancy dinners, spa treatments while I was home starving, phone records proving she never called me once in 3 weeks, never even tried. The evidence was overwhelming. My mom didn't face criminal charges. The investigator said that because I was 14 and ultimately got help, it fell into a gray area. But there were consequences. Damien left her. Turns out he had no idea she'd left me alone like that. He thought I was staying with family. When the investigation started and neighbors were interviewed, his name got dragged into it. His colleagues heard about it. He was furious. They were divorced within 6 months. Mom's parents, my grandparents, cut her off financially. They'd been helping with her car payments and insurance. Not anymore. At her dental office, word spread. One of the hygienists was friends with Patricia. Soon everyone knew what happened. Parents started requesting different hygienists. Her hours got cut. Her boss had a quiet conversation with her about the practice's reputation. The biggest consequence? Me. I refused to see her. She'd call and I wouldn't answer. She'd text paragraphs about how sorry she was, how Damien had changed her, how she wanted to start over. Long messages about how she'd been stressed and not thinking clearly, and how she never meant for things to get so bad. I blocked her number. Grandma became my legal guardian. I got therapy, gained the weight back, started thriving. I'm 17 now, about to graduate. I'm healthy, happy, and applying to art schools.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
My portfolio is strong, my grades are excellent. I have friends who actually care about me. My mom? She moved to a studio apartment across town. Damien remarried someone else. Her parents still don't speak to her much. She works reduced hours because of her reputation. She's alone now, which is ironic considering that's exactly what she left me. So here's my question. Would you ever forgive a parent who did this? Or are some betrayals just too deep to come back from?
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.